Blog Talk Radio.
No problem. It was talking at the same time. I'm sorry.
Hi, you guys. This is Good Deeds, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday. We have an awesome, awesome young lady with us today. You know, it's amazing how things work out that when you meet one person, they actually connect you with other people. You know, networking is very powerful. I try to tell people that they actually, you know, it's be polite to people. You never know when you will need that person again. And, you know, that's the most important thing to do anyway is to put a smile on other people's face. You know, that makes the world go round. Enjoy life. That's one of my big things that I really like to inspire people is when you help one person, that always come back to you. You know, like they said, when you throw out something positive come back. And, of course, when you do something negative, guarantee you're going to get something negative. And we don't want to do anything negative. We want to make sure we do things that's positive, that's upbuilding each other. And we have an awesome, awesome international lady with us today. You know, she's just amazing. She's going to actually tell us some awesome things about adoption. You know, that's amazing that people have, as we say, the grace to instill in other people. You know, the most important thing, you know, I'm not a parent, but I am a godparent to several people. You know, the most important thing is to show love. I really believe that people will actually conquer their purpose in life if they actually have hope, they have love. You know, everyone may have a different belief when it comes to spirituality, religion, et cetera. But the most important thing that's centered in all the religions that I have done my research in is showing love. If you show love, that'll make the world go round. And we have an awesome, awesome young lady. I'm not going to delay things. We have an awesome young lady, Miss Regina Ratsky. Now, if I'm pronouncing her name wrong, it's not my heart, and she will actually correct me here very shortly. But we're going to actually bring her to the table here. And she's in the studio with us, and she actually is going to tell us some awesome things about what's going on in her life. Welcome, welcome, Regina. Are you there?
Yes, I am. Thank you very much. How are you?
I'm great. I'm so glad you take your time out of your busy schedule to hang out with us here at Good Deeds. Now, I'm a type of person, I love your bio. You have some awesome things that's going on in your life, but I always like to allow the guests to actually introduce themselves. Now, tell us a little bit about the journey that you're doing right now and the wonderful things that is happening in your life right now.
Sure. Right now, I'm an author and a life coach, and I also blog for Empowering Parents and Total Transformation. And that all started because I adopted a few years ago, actually 9 years ago now. We adopted two older boys from Poland, and we had a biological son. And through this journey of its ups and downs, I started to catch on to things that I thought could really help the adoption community, things that were missing once that adoption agency leaves, because you're left to make this family mesh, especially with older children that have been set in their ways or taught different things than what you're taught and what you've grown up with in your society. And it just brought me down this road, and now I'm living it, and it's really been rewarding.
Wow, that's powerful. You know, as you said, you know, as an adopted mom of, you know, two older children, what has been your biggest challenge that you face that you can that you actually can share with the world? Because a lot of people don't want to share their challenges, but that's most important thing, because guarantee you're not the only person going through that or something similar. Can you share a little bit about that?
Sure. Sign language was big for not sign language, different languages were the problem for us because they spoke Polish and we spoke English. And so that was a big hurdle to overcome in the first 6 months that they were here. We had help, thank God, because it does take a community to raise a child. And even now, 9 years later, it still takes the community. We had someone that came to our house, a young girl, and she was able to translate for us for the first 6 months, and that helped a lot, and she was able to get a lot of things out of them that we could never have done. So that was huge for us in the beginning.
Wow, that's powerful. Now, let's talk a little bit more. You know, when you came home, what here locally, you know, the thing is, you know, you have kids from Poland, but here in the United States, your local community, were there any agency or any people that actually could, you know, you said about the lady with the sign language, but were there any other agency or any other resources that actually assist you in this process?
No. No, there aren't any.
Wow.
So I just happened to meet this girl, and she was at my beck and call, thank God, for 6 months. I just call her, and she'd be here in 2-3 minutes, and she would play basketball with them or help them eat and help them intermingle with the children in the neighborhood. And she would, you know, speak both languages for us and tell us what was going on. And without that, I don't know how we would have done it. At home, we would just use certain words that we knew, and we would kind of mimic and mime and, you know, run around and do stupid things to make them understand what we meant. But all of a sudden, one day, they really started to catch on from all their cousins, and it got better as time went on.
Wow. And, you know, I think I've mentioned this earlier. I think what really occurred there, and you can agree with me, is you show love, and that love crossed the barrier of language, everything. Am I correct with that? Because you were showing the love, and that actually directed you and created an awesome bond.
Yeah, I would say so.
Wow, I commend you for that. I really do. Now, we got to actually get very transparent here. Now, what do you wish could have been differently, you know, either before the boys came to your location or before you even, you know, even after?
I wish that I had someone helping me to be prepared. There's so many things in the household that you think will run smoothly, but you're in such a state of disarray, and it lasts for so many years. It's not a short-term thing when this happens, because you have children, in my case, that were in a different society, were older, and they had certain things that they were doing, and they lived in a dysfunctional family for a while. So when they came here, they didn't know a functioning family, and so it threw us all off balance, which we were unprepared for. And so if there was a way to teach people how to start learning some parenting techniques before, or streamlining the household so that it's so second nature that is clutter out of your brain, and it's something that just becomes second nature and it's not another stress point in your life, it would help a lot. I was very good at cooking quick meals, but a lot of people aren't. A lot of people either don't cook or they go out. And it's hard because you really need that family unit around the dinner table also. And I think that those things would have been key for a lot of families. For us, we always did the dinner table, so that wasn't an issue. But the house just became such disarray for so many years. And I would like to see the unit come together before the child comes and have more groundwork set before they walk in the door.
Wow, that's powerful. I can actually relate back to that because I'm a Southern belle. I was born and raised in Alabama.
Uh-huh.
And that's one thing my parents made sure we did, is especially with the three meals, we actually sat down at the table and we said prayer. And you didn't start eating without doing prayer. And we were thankful for the food. You know, it's amazing how, and I'm not saying anything wrong with the society today, but, you know, a lot, we have so many choices. I mean, back then we ate what mom prepared.
Right.
You know, and it's just amazing. I look back on that all the time and how we had so much great conversation. I mean, we only had, maybe one television back then. I mean, and the TV was turned off. We did not have any distractions when we were there. That's when I actually they would tell me to say affirmation and positive things of how beautiful I was, how I can, you know, do anything I put my mind to. So the dinner table was actually a stage or platform that we actually built our self-esteem.
Mm-hmm.
So it's amazing, and I commend you for continuing that. And just like you said, many parents are just like you that can make a meal pretty quickly. I think that's very great art that people have, that especially moms can do that. They can come up with a meal in the drop of a hat, so that's a wonderful thing that you actually have. So we really, really here at Good Deeds and all of our listeners, we really salute you and your family of the awesome things that you have done.
Thank you.
Well, we actually, you know, here in Good Deeds, we always have a wonderful song that we actually have to that we play to encourage people. And Miss Regina has really inspired me and really she's really showing love, you know, up front and center, like the kids say. But, you know, we're going to actually take a quick little break. And you know my favorite song, so you know what song this is. And you know I love the song Happy by Pharrell Williams. You know, if you really listen to the words, the most important thing that he's really trying to display is to be happy, to enjoy life. And you know, we actually believe in Christ. Hey, you know that's what we're supposed to do, enjoy life, inspire others, and then just show the light that others can be made, you know, happy in life and joy and have joy in this earth. Because there's a wonderful things here in the earth, but we're going to actually come right back, and Regina's going to tell us some more awesome things that's going on, and we're going to dive more into her awesome book. And this is Good Deeds, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday, and we'll be right back.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. If you feel
is Good Deeds, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday. You know, actually, our purpose for this platform is to showcase and promote others, their dreams, their visions, their purpose of why they were created to be on this earth. That's our mission and our purpose for Good Deeds. And you know, of course, how to contact us. You know, you can go to our website, which is gooddeedslive.com. And you know, we're on all the different social media platforms, you know, from Facebook, LinkedIn, et cetera. And you know, that's Good Deeds Radio and Television Show. And, of course, I'm the host, Dr. Renee Sunday. We have an awesome, awesome topic. We're talking about adoption today. You know, that is a very interesting topic. We actually need to get the information and so we can empower people to make the right decision. Because, you know, anything in life, you have to make sure that's the right fit for you. And, of course, that you're showing love to the kids that you're actually adopting. You know, we don't want any negative thing to occur. We want to be positive, to let them know that the world is actually a good place. I know we see a lot of things on TV that's not. But the thing is positively to be around like-minded people. And we actually have an awesome, awesome young lady with us today, Miss Regina Ramdowski. Now, she didn't correct me, so correct me if I'm pronouncing your name incorrectly. But thank you again for being here with Good Deeds.
No problem. It is Radomski, but that's fine.
Oh, I'll say it again. I'm sorry.
Radomski.
Radomski. Okay, so I was right the first time. Okay, godly. Well, let's dive back into this because I'm actually taking a lot of notes here. I'm just really excited about the things that track. So let's talk about what have you taken away from your experience, from these experiences that you did in regards to this journey of the adoption. Can you tell us a little bit of the things that you can take away from this experience?
That there needs to be more preparation after the agency leaves. Like I said before, there's so much unknown on their end and our end. And actually, my book is called From Half to Whole, A Journey to A Journey to Overcome the Battle Scars of Adoption and Living to Tell About It. And that word battle scars may come across as negative, but it's so true. There's so many battle scars on both sides of the adoption process. The children have been through so much, and we've been through so much on the other end. And to bring these families together and heal those battle scars is something that needs to be really looked at further. And that's what my goal is now, to start helping that process, because there's so much out there that is negative in the world, like you said, and we really have to bring the positive, and they need to learn the positive, because they have the negative in their head most times, and it's very hard to learn to work with them on how to get that negativity out.
Wow, that's powerful what you're saying. Now, expand a little bit more on the actual works that you have written. I'm excited. I actually have already started reading it myself. But tell us a little bit more about your books.
Well, my book is really my personal diary entries. It started out with that, and it expanded. The whole family writes, my biological son, my two adopted sons, and my husband. We write in there, and we give different perspectives on what everyone has felt going through the process. I mainly write, but there are essays from everybody else, and there's also insight from a licensed clinical social worker. And at the end of every chapter, you'll find insight from her and insight from me on what I took away from each experience. It also goes through the process of what I was feeling and what I was up against and what I felt I've learned from it. And, you know, not every story is the same, but it's nice to have something to hold on to and know that you're not alone when you're going through the process. Because so many books out there that I read before I adopted scared me, and I put them down, and I didn't want to ever read them again. And I felt that if that's the way the journey was going to be, I couldn't deal with it. So since Irma Bombeck is really one of my favorite writers, I put a lot of comedy into it. And I have actually gotten phone calls from friends who are laughing on the other end of the phone when I pick up the phone, and it's just such a great feeling to know I got that across, because adoption is a hard subject. There's no way around it. It's not all hunky-dory all the time, so I tried to make the comedy lighten the load.
Wow, that's true, because you kind of need to know from each aspect, and I do commend you that you actually got point of views from, you know, from your family members, because as you know, as we say with anything in life, I mean, from grief to happiness, everybody perceives that differently, and everybody responds and what they feel inside, and of course, what they're showing outside is totally different, because we are human, but everybody responds differently to different situations. So I do commend you for doing that, because like you said, when someone reads your book, they actually will relate to each, you know, they can relate to you maybe, or to your husband, or to your son, and it depends on, that's the most important thing, to have a different aspect of how that experience was.
Yes. Yes,
wow.
I agree.
So that is, I really commend you for that. Well, let, you know, again, let's do this, please, and if you're okay with that, can you speak a little bit on, in regards of the life coaching, is that more of a group session that you do, or is that more of an individual?
Right now it's set up as individual, and there's different aspects. There's pre-adoption and post-adoption. And so this way, when you're transitioning, if there's questions in the beginning and you need to feel more empowered, we can work with that. With the Total Transformation Program, I've put together certain parts of it that we would work with, getting through to your child, and two parents, one plant, so that you can start off in the beginning and have more of a solid background. Also, another thing that I do is I look at both parents' backgrounds as far as traditions are concerned, because what my husband did and what I did when we grew up are completely different. You know, maybe they didn't sit around the dinner table, but we did, or holidays, we all got together with the family, and they sat around the football game and didn't ever have a family dinner. So to look at those things in the beginning really could help you get on the same page before this child comes, because, you know, they're coming to a family that we're hoping will have their act together for the most part. You know, there's just no way for it to be 100%. But if you can have this groundwork set beforehand, I found it missing in the process, but we were already parents, which helped us. I think it would be astronomically exciting for people. I think it would really make a difference.
Wow, that's important. Wow. You're right about that, because, you know, preparation is very important. And a lot of times when you look at something, like let's say adoption, that's what we're talking about, you want to share that love. But if you, like you did, you had to just walk it out. But it's always good to have someone as yourself to give you roadmap of how to actually go through it. And that actually will make the process much easier. Because, you know, as a general rule, I really believe that just humans in general, we do want to help each other.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to show love. But it's always fascinating and an awesome joy to have someone that actually can help us through the process. So, again, I do give you your kudos for doing that. And then, you know, as people say, because, you know, I'm a passion and purpose coach myself, and I tell people the main thing I usually say is the life experiences that you go through, that's actually going to end up being your purpose, the things that you need to do. And I can say that for you, that's exactly what happened to you and your family, because now you can actually share those wonderful tools to other people.
Right, right. And I also think, the more I think about it, I think we need to get women to realize that they need to take time for themselves, because this is not for the meek, I'll tell you. This has been a very hard journey, even on me. I'm one woman against four men, and there's times that I just don't understand them and they don't understand me. And, you know, you have to know that it's okay to feel down and you need someone to talk to. And for me, Total Transformation was that. Their parent hotline, I spent hours on there. Even if I was laying on the floor crying, I would have them there to help me. And that's what I want to, with the connection that I have with them, between me and them, help these women, because it's a very, very hard struggle. And there's times you're trying to give love, they're not accepting it, and you're in a battle, and you feel like you're not going to win. And, you know, it goes to, now I have three teenagers, so there's times that I really feel like I'm in a battle, and there's no winning. And they're not always accepting of that love. And so you need to take care of yourself. You need to have an outlet for yourself, because, you know, my thing is, thankfully, I never went on any antidepressants or anti-anxiety, and never drank. And people say, how do you do it? And I bite my nails. And it's funny because people look at me and they're like, wow, you're so together. I'm like, this is my stress relief. We need people to find a way without these pharmaceuticals and without turning to detrimental things to get through these situations, because they are the hardest situations. They could be the hardest situations of your life.
Right. Oh, wow. That's powerful. What you just said, oh, my gosh, Lord Jesus.
I can't believe I just revealed that.
We jump to the pharmaceuticals quick, unfortunately, you know, because we're not patient. You know, we're not patient. You know, we want a quick response. You know, I hate to say, you know, with fast food, by the time we get around to that other window, we want our food to be there. We don't have patience. But, you know, that's a life journey. We got to learn to be patient. Now, please, please, please give us your contact information on how we can, you know, of course, obtain your services, how we can get your book, and how we can connect with you on Facebook, how we can be a support. And, you know, here in Good Deeds, whatever you need from us, please don't hesitate to contact us. But tell us how we can actually support you in your journey.
Sure. My website is reginaradomski.com, R-A-D-O-M as in Mary, S-K-I.com. That will have you find the information on the life coaching stuff and the children transformation stuff. My book, From Half to Whole, is available on Amazon and Smashwords, so it's available for Kindle and Nook. That's new this week, so I'm excited about that. And if anyone is interested in the audio book, I'm recording that now, and that hopefully will be out in the next few months, and that will also be found on my site.
Wow.
Oh, and I'm sorry, I do have a Facebook
page,
Fill in the Blanks.
Oh, wow, I love your the titles. That's just amazing. But, you know, that's the most important thing with branding. You know, it's a catchy, and it actually says so much in the titles that you've selected. So I commend you on that. But we will be connecting, and our listening audience, we will connect and support you. But I thank you so much, Regina Rabinski, for taking time out to be with us on Good Deeds.
Oh, no problem. Anytime. I really appreciate your time. And thank you, everyone, for listening.
You're welcome. I can tell from your voice how peace, and that's how you made it. You are very balanced, and you're a peaceful person. So that helps a lot in everything that we do. So, you know, that actually what they say, what women set the atmosphere. So you're doing a wonderful job in your family, and you're showing it in other people's lives. So we really support you of the good deeds that you're actually doing.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. And you know, you guys, of course, you know, this is Good Deeds, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday. You know how to reach us again. You know, our website is gooddeedslive.com. You know, we're on all the social media networks, Good Deeds Radio and Television Show. And you know, I'm Dr. Renee Sunday. I'm on social media as well. But if you need us for anything, you know how to reach us. And of course, you know, always, always, always remember to get your purpose now. Everybody has a calling. Everybody has a purpose. You have a purpose of being here right now on earth. I know some people don't believe that, but that's actually true. You have a purpose of being here. The thing is, you need to do is three things that I always say. We need to believe, we need to trust, and, of course, we need to walk it out. And, again, you know, this is Good Deeds, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday. Have a wonderful, wonderful time. Bye-bye.